Hello everyone and welcome back. Today I want to discuss with you a very interesting topic that comes up in Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em, and that is the question of what to do when the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em comes into conflict with other mitzvahs, such as the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. If let's say you want to live in Eretz Yisrael and your parents want you to live close to them in Chutz La'aretz, and the question is, do you have an obligation, a bihalocha, to adhere their directive and to live close to them in Chutz La'aretz? Similarly, a question very commonly comes up regarding a person who wants to learn in Eretz Yisrael. A person wants to learn a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and the parent says, why do you have to go so far to learn in Eretz Yisrael? Stay in America, come to Lakewood, come to New York, come here in Chutz La'aretz and learn close to me. Is the child obligated to listen to the parents? That's the question that we will grapple with today. And in Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em, there's a well-known psak that is brought down from the Trumas Hadeshin regarding a conflict between the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And says the Trumas Hadeshin, the halacha is that the mitzvah of learning Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, supersedes the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em, and if there's a conflict, you do not have to listen to your parent, and you can instead choose to learn in the location that you feel is best for your learning. And the first source that he brings is the well-known Chazal that tells us that even though Yaakov Avinu was punished for not serving his father and fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em for many years, nevertheless, when it came to the 14 years that he learnt in the yeshiva of Shem Va'Ever, he wasn't punished. And the reason was because he was engaged in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And even though in those years he was unable to attend to the needs of his parent, nevertheless, since he was learning, that mitzvah had precedence and he therefore was absolved from the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. So you see from here, says the Trumas Hadeshin, that if your parent wants you to do something that will give him respect or assist him in a physical way, and you are in the middle of learning, and there's a conflict between the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah would win. And you see this from the episode where Yaakov Avinu learnt in Shem Va'Ever, and he was absolved from any responsibilities vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, we have another proof for this idea. The Gemara in Maseches Erevin discusses certain cases where a kohen is allowed to violate the Isser to become Tami Lameis, at least on a level of rabbinic tumah. To be tummy with tumah d'rabbanan, rabbinic level tumah, is mutter under certain extenuating circumstances. And over there we find that the mitzvah, the isser of tumah, is waived, number one, for the purposes of Talmud Torah, and it is as well waived even for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even if you have a way to learn without violating the isser of tumah. But since you want to learn in a location that will include violating the Isser Tumah D'Rabbanan, so we give you the dispensation, because there's a rule. Loi mikol adam zoich lilmoid, which means that not every yeshiva, not every rebbe is perfectly suited for you. Every individual has his own taste, his own flavor, and not necessarily are you going to be successful in your learning in one yeshiva, and you therefore have the volition to choose the correct, the most appropriate yeshiva suitable for you. And therefore, even though you could fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah elsewhere, and if you do that, you will avoid the Isser of Tumah, nevertheless, since you want to learn in a particular yeshiva, and when it comes to learning in that yeshiva, you will have to violate the Isser of Tumah D'Rabbanan. We allow this because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is unique in that you know your particular route of success, and therefore, if you feel that you're going to be matzliach specifically in the yeshiva that includes Tum Rabbanon, it's mutter for you to learn there. And so too says the Gemara. You're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael if you are leaving specifically to go and learn Torah. And even this applies if there is a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and you're able to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, since we have this concept of lo mikol adam zoicha lilmoid, perhaps you will specifically be successful in the yeshiva that is present in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, even though that's usually forbidden, if it's done in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. However, that same Mandi Amar, that same Amayra that says that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah in Chutz La'aretz, Rabbi Yochanan, he himself is unsure whether this applies as well to the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim. If you want to leave Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim, is this permitted or is this forbidden? Are you allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim? Says Rabbi Yochanan, this is unclear to me. So, says the Trumas of Eshen, let's look at this Gemara. We have this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan is certain that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Yet, he's unsure whether you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim. What do you see, says the Trumas of Eshen? You see that when it comes to the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim versus the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah has precedence. It outweighs the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim, and therefore he was certain that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though he was unsure whether this applies for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim. And therefore, paskins the Trumas Hadeshen, halacha lamaisa. If your parent wants you to stay and attend to their needs, and you want to learn in a yeshiva on Eretz Yisrael, you want to learn elsewhere, it is mutter for you to disregard the directive of your parent. Obviously, you do so in a sensitive way, in an appropriate manner, but api halacha, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah overrides the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim. So that is with respect to a conflict between the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the Trumas Hadeshen is paskening that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah overrides the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim. Now, what about the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim versus the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So until now we were talking about the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim versus Talmud Torah. Now we're talking about the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim versus the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. If you want to live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to learn there. You're going to live there and you're going to earn a parnasa. You're not going there for the purpose of learning. But you're being mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Is it mutter for you to disregard your parents' directive and live in Eretz Yisrael to mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So that's the question. Kibud Av'eim versus Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What is the halacha in this particular case? So ostensibly the halacha should be the same, that you should be allowed to disregard the directive of the parent and fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now why should that be so? Because the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Yevamos tells us a rule, and that is that when you have a conflict between the mitzvah of Kibud Av'eim and a prohibition in the Torah, if your parent tells you something that is keneged halacha, that is in conflict with halacha, your parent tells you to do something that's forbidden, the Gemara tells us that we learn from a pasuk Ani Hashem that you're supposed to disregard the directive of the parent because you and your parent are both obligated to respect God, to listen to the directive of God, and therefore, if your parent tells you something that is in conflict with the halacha, you're supposed to disregard the parent. Therefore, if your parent is telling you not to go to Eretz Yisrael, ostensibly, the halacha should be that you should go to Eretz Yisrael nonetheless and fulfill the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael because he's telling you to do something that's keneged halacha, that's against the halacha. Why? Is there a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? So this, in fact, is a machlekes in the Rishonim. There's a dispute in the Rishonim whether there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The opinion of the Ramban is that there's a mitzvah deraisa. There's a biblical mitzvah that we derive from the pasuk v'yishavtem ba. That there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Rambam, even though there's no mitzvah d'araisa, there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, there's a rabbinical mitzvah. And therefore, according to many Rishayim, including the Rambam and the Ramban, there certainly is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And even when it comes to a mitzvah d'rabbanan, the halacha is that if your parent tells you something that's against the halacha, even if it's against the rabbinic halacha, you're supposed to disregard the parent and fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, the halacha ostensibly should be that you should be allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's against the directive of the parent. However, there is a tashbeitz, and the tashbeitz says that you're supposed to listen to your parent. For some reason, he says that if your parent tells you to stay in Chutz La'aretz with him, and you want to go and live in Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to listen to your parent. The question is, how could that be so? Your parent is telling you to do something that's against the halacha. So why should you listen to your parent? So many Paiskim explain that even the Tashbeitz concedes that if your parent tells you something that's against the halacha, you don't listen to your parent. If your parent tells you not to live in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. So what does the Tashbeitz mean? Perhaps the Tashbeitz is referring to a case where the parent doesn't tell you permanently to stay with him in Chutz La'aretz. It's only a temporary conflict between your parent's directive and living in Eretz Yisrael. He tells you only to live in Eretz Yisrael for now. So in that case, when it's only a temporary conflict, the Tashbeitz says to listen to him and not to go to Israel as of your current situation. However, if he tells you to permanently stay out of Eretz Yisrael, in that case, even Tashbeitz would concede that you're allowed to go ahead and live in Eretz Yisrael in spite of the fact that it's against the directive of the parent. That's how many Paiskim explain the Tashbeitz, that he only allows the person to disregard the parent when it comes to temporary staying in Chutz La'aretz. But when it comes to the permanent conflict, then in fact you could go and live in Eretz Yisrael against the command of your parent. There is one more point that we should point out, and that is a medrash that is brought down by the Tzitz Eliezer. And the medrash seems to indicate that, in fact, you should listen to your parent. If your parent tells you, don't live in Israel, and you want to live in Israel, you should listen to your parent, and you should stay away from Israel if your parent doesn't want you to go. Now, where is this medrash? It's right in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, when the Torah records that God tells Avram to leave his current place and go and live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Medrash says, Lecha, lech lecha, go and lecha ani paiter. You, and only you, are allowed to disregard the mitzvah of kibud av'im and leave your parent and go to live in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Medrash, that was the exception to the rule. But normally the halacha would be that you're not allowed to simply leave your parent to go and live in Eretz Yisrael. And this, again, seems to indicate that generally the halacha would be that you're mechuyev to listen to your parent who tells you not to live in Israel, even though there seems to be a conflict between the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and the command of your parent. So this is a medrash that is discussed by the Paiskim. And Tzitz Eliezer wants to draw the following distinction. He wants to say that there's a difference between leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Eretz Yisrael. And perhaps when it comes to leaving Eretz Yisrael, the Paiskim are correct that if your parent tells you to come to Chutz La'aretz, to leave Israel, and you want to stay in Israel, perhaps it's mutter to disregard your parent and to stay in Israel because they're telling you something that's in conflict with the halacha and you don't have to listen. However, when it comes to going to Eretz Yisrael, perhaps we can assume, like the Paiskim, that it's not an absolute obligation to go and live in Eretz Yisrael today. According to Ramesha, it's just a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not an absolute bona fide obligation that's incumbent on you. So perhaps when it comes to going to Israel, there is no obligation to go to Israel per se. And therefore, if your parent tells you not to go to Israel and you want to go, perhaps you should listen to your parent, because listening to your parent is an absolute obligation. When it comes to living in Israel today, according to many places, it's not an absolute obligation. Anyways, you should have yourself a wonderful day.